took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. We tackle a new topic, have live prayer, and I assign a task for today during each broadcast. And this is all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. I welcome you this morning. This is Feel the Fire Friday, and I am fired up. Woo! Our topic for this morning is, are you a bipolar Christian? Double-minded, unstable. Are you a bipolar Christian? And our scripture for today comes from the book of James, chapter 1, verses 2 through 8. While you're getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me and my ministry, everything else that's going on our website, which is feelthefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. You can also tune in live to Morning Motivation by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into this hot breakfast today. I'm going to the book of James, chapter 1, verses 2 through 8, and I am reading from the KJV. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And that also applies to a woman. Let not that man or woman think that he or she shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man or woman is unstable in all his or her ways. What is our topic for this morning? Are you a bipolar Christian? Double-minded, unstable. Now, let me first start off by saying that we are in no way making fun of those who have been diagnosed with a bipolar disorder, those people who have mental health issues and cannot help it. I'm talking to you about being a double-minded, unstable Christian. You can help it. There is a difference. So let's get that out of the way so that the devil has no place nor victory in this word this morning. Now, bipolar is something that has two extremes. I'm not just talking about the psychiatric illness, but the definition of bipolar in itself is having or relating to two poles or extremes. And in the focus or context of discussing, are you a bipolar Christian? That's what we want to focus on this morning. Now, in the word that we read today, James is talking to his brethren, to the Christians, to those of us who are within the body of Christ. And he's letting us know that there will be times when adversity or hostility will come upon us. But he says, count it all joy. knowing that no matter what happens, the trying of your faith or you going through these circumstances will work out patience within you. And then that patience, once it has come to full completion and fruition, will allow you to be in a state of mind where you want nothing. You are fully complete because you understand that part of living life is that temptations will come. And then he speaks to the people that if you lack the wisdom on how to work through this, if you lack the fortitude, if you lack sustainability on how to go through this situation in a godly manner, go to God and ask him, and God will give you what you need. But he says, and this is so crucial, when you go to God, go in faith. Don't doubt, don't waver, but stand still, believing that whatever it is that you're asking of God, God is able to fulfill it. Because when you go to God and you are unsure, you're unconfident, you're doubting, he says you're really like a wave on the sea that's tossed to and fro. You know, if you've ever been on the ocean or you've ever seen the water, even if it's on television, sometimes the waves are low, sometimes they are high, sometimes the surfers can ride the waves. Other times they say, oh no, we can't ride that wave. Sometimes the waves develop into a tsunami and they overtake even the land. He's saying, look, you can't be like a wave going to and fro when you're going to the Lord. When you go to God, your mind is supposed to already be made up that God is able to answer you. He's able to do what you've asked. And if your mind is not already made up, he said, then don't get upset when you don't receive what you ask for, because you're like a double-minded person. You're unstable in all your ways, and God can't answer a double-minded person, because the truth is you don't even know what you want. You want the husband or wife today. Tomorrow, you don't ever want to be married. You want a new job today. Tomorrow, you love your same job or you want to open your own business. You are happy, shouting, speaking in tongues, or praising the Lord with such ecstatic fervor today, but tomorrow you're depressed and saying God never answers your prayers. You are beautiful today or handsome today, but tomorrow you feel like you're the ugliest person in the world. In other words, nobody knows who you really are and what you really want. So how can God answer a two-sided, two-faced, hypocritical, double-minded, unstable prayer? And that's really how you are, not only in prayer. I know this is stepping on some toes, but that's okay. It's tight, but it's right. Because on Morning Motivation, we tackle life's everyday issues with biblical perspective that is raw and relevant. Because that's how you empower your life. This is not fluffy, pillow fluffy, make me all feel, you know, feel all good inside over here. If you want that, then go listen to fluffy, pillow and fluffy. I don't even know if that exists. But what I'm saying to you is that when you want something from God, you can't be double-minded, in today, out tomorrow, one who straddles the fence. You may even know people like this. You really kind of hate to be around them because you never know who you're going to get. You're feeling happy and joyful. So you call them up. Hey, girl. Hey, fella, what's up today? Oh, girl, pray for me. It's not going good today. You call them tomorrow. Hey, girl. Hey, fella, what's up? Oh, I'm blessed by the best, and I'm too blessed to be stressed. You call them later that afternoon. Girl, something is always going on in my life. Satan is always coming against me. At some point, you have to make up your mind that either you believe God and that he's able to do what you need or you don't, so you stop being a bipolar, double-minded, unstable Christian, because as the word just told us, you should have no expectancy of receiving anything from the Lord. Don't expect your house to be blessed above measure. Don't expect
to be blessed coming in and blessed going out. Don't expect to receive exceeding abundantly. Don't expect for your enemies to become your footstool. Don't expect for God to be your shield and your reward. Don't expect for God to come in and bless the fruit of your labor. Don't expect your prayers to be answered. That's what the word said. Because you're unstable, you're at two extremes. Now, that is not the way that God desires for us to be. Rather, God desires for us to be, like he said in Psalm 1 and 3, a tree, like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth your fruit in your season. Your leaf does not wither. Whatsoever you do, it shall prosper. You see, with a tree, the wind blows, the tree may bend, some of the leaves may even fall off the branches, only to be renewed again later. But the tree remains rooted in the same place it's always been. If you're 50 years old, if you're 70 years old right now, and you go back to where you grew up, the same tree that you saw when you were 5 years old, it's in the same place unless someone cut it down. It's right there. Now, maybe the tree doesn't have the same amount of leaves, but it's in the same place where you left it because it is stable. It is rooted within that location. It's secure in who it is, where it's supposed to be, and knowing that's its place. And that's the way we must be as Christians. God, no matter what happens, I count it all joy. No matter what the temptation is, I count it all joy. No matter what's going on with my children, I count it all joy. No matter what's happening on the job, in my marriage, no matter what's going on in my spirit, my ministry, my finances, my career, my business, I count it all joy. Because I know that all it's going to do is cause my faith to be perfected. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to go into prayer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to say this right before we do. Go ahead and just be praising the Lord wherever you are. All the lines are muted because we have to wrap up within our 15 minutes. Just go ahead and be thanking the Lord. Hallelujah. You know what you've been doubting about. You know what you've been unfaithful in. Begin to call it out into the atmosphere because we're going to pray over that and release that today. I just want to tell you, for the last 2 weeks, the Lord has had me focusing on the power of our minds and what we believe. And I want to make sure you go back and listen to some of these other morning motivation broadcasts over the weekend. But last week, I taught either you trust God or you don't. Which is it? Bricks don't build houses by themselves. Knowing your purpose helps you stay in your lane. Be you, part one, and then part two. On this week on Monday, I taught, Lord, defeat my enemies. No weapon formed against us prospers. Fight for your peace of mind, like a Marine at war. And then I taught, stop backing down. God didn't make no punks. And today, God has me teaching, are you a bipolar Christian, double-minded, unstable? God is trying to show us that if we will change our mindsets, we can change our lives, circumstances, and destiny. Make sure you go back and listen to that. Let's get ready to go into prayer right now. Dear Lord, we praise you this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. You have brought us all the way down through this week. We understand that really based on ourselves, our lives, we didn't deserve it, but it is because of your grace and mercy that we are here this morning. And what can we do but praise you? Praise you. You are sovereign, Lord. We thank you, God. You are the author and the finisher of our, the creator of our lives, our destinies, and we thank you. Now, Lord, we ask the forgiveness of every sin this morning. We ask that you create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us. Father, today, we come asking that you aid us to not be bipolar Christians, to not be double-minded, to not be unstable, but to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Our roots should be in our faith that no matter what happens, we can still count it all joy. We can still praise. We can still confess. We can still believe. We can still shout. We can still intercede because we understand that nothing can come upon us which has not passed through your hands. And because we know that, we can go to you in faith, believing for the deliverance and the victory because we have the assurance, hallelujah, that you are all powerful. that you're sovereign, that you love your children, that you're going to work it out for us. We don't come doubting. We don't come like a wave being tossed to and fro. We are not unstable and double-minded because your word says, let not that man or woman think that he or she shall receive anything from the Lord. Now, Lord, encourage our faith. Help us to remember that part of being a Christian is that we will suffer temptation and trials in Christ Jesus. But that if we believe and not doubt, we will have the petitions that we have desired of you in accordance with your will. Help us. Help us, God, to be rooted. Help us to be rooted. Come on, wherever you are right now, say, help me, Lord, to be rooted in you. Speak it out. Help me, Lord, to be rooted in you today. Say, I release all my doubt. I release doubt. I'll no longer doubt you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. Very quickly, we have to get off. I want to give an altar call. If you are not saved, or if you're a backslidden Christian, either way, I want to give you the opportunity to come into the body of Christ or to rededicate. Just repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of all of my sins. Hallelujah. I repent, Lord. I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Please make sure you get into a great Bible-believing church. Go to church this weekend so that you can grow in Christ. Let me give you our announcement and our task for today. Very quickly, the announcement. Make sure you go back and listen to today's broadcast. It will be posted after 8 a.m. Please share this. I challenge every person, every listener, to share this with at least one person this weekend. It will be on our website, feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com, the morning motivation page. Additionally, I mentioned to everyone that I was going to court yesterday for a client, and I was talking to you about, you know, stop backing down. That was the topic. So I just want to give you the praise report on that. How about the other side totally back down? After I got off with you guys yesterday, I had to speak with opposing counsel. I sent them over some documents, my whole argument as to what I was going to present in court against their client. And I got a message after I got off with you guys and started work, and they totally backed down. They felt they couldn't win it once they got my stuff, so the hearing was canceled. And my client said to me, you have made a believer out of me. I'm obedient, whatever you say, because you made those people totally back down. So I just praise the Lord for that victory. Lastly, your task for today, our topic for today is, are you a bipolar Christian? Your task for today is to be rooted in whatever it is that you're asking God for, and do not doubt anymore. I'll see you on Monday morning, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a great weekend. I love you. Don't be bipolar any longer. Please.